Connecticut's two-term Democratic Attorney General George Jepson says he won't be seeking re-election next year. He's the third statewide elected official to decide not to run for office again. WSHU's Abang Udama has more.
First, it was two-term Democratic Governor Donald Malloy who dropped out in late summer. Then Democratic Lieutenant Governor Nancy Wyman dropped out last week. Now Jepson, a longtime Democratic Party office holder who spent 12 years in the state Senate, was party chairman and then state attorney general for 8 years, says he's not running. Jepson says his decision came after consulting with his family. UConn political scientist Ron Shuren says Jepson's decision not to seek a third term is a surprise.
In the last election in 2014, he came out way ahead of the rest of the ticket. They all had narrow races, including, of course, the governor. George Jepson won by about 150,000 votes. So he's in a good political position.
Shuren says unlike Joe Lieberman and Richard Blumenthal, Jepson's high-profile predecessors who went on to become U.S. senators, Jepson focused on policy and kept a low profile.
He's come a long way from his origins in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, and has made a significant contribution to the state. So maybe this is time to think about something else.
In his statement, Jepson says he does not yet know what his future holds, but he looks forward to advancing the interest of Connecticut for the remainder of his term and in any other capacities. Abang Udama, WSH News.